From the KMNN studios, this is the Kids Morning News Network.
Happy Monday. It's March 18th, 2024. I'm Alex in the KMNN studio in New York. It's National Awkward Moments Day. Yeesh. I don't know who made this one up, but I can relate. Have you ever done something embarrassing? Of course you have. Everyone does. It's just part of being a person. And you know what? Sometimes those moments, which are so hard when they happen, become the funniest stories later on. In the spirit of Awkward Moments Day, I'm going to leave a mistake somewhere in the show today. Yes, I make a lot of mistakes when I record, and usually I take them out. Not today. So stand by. I'm sure something's coming. There's a mistake. Remember 2 weeks ago when we talked about the Blue Lagoon in Iceland? It was evacuated because there was a chance of a volcano erupting near it. Well, it didn't erupt 2 weeks ago, but it did erupt this past Saturday, and the Blue Lagoon has been evacuated again. Now, this isn't a big, tall volcano with lava squirting out the top. These eruptions in Iceland are coming from fissures. Those are cracks that open up in the earth, letting lava shoot out in a long line. The fissure near the Blue Lagoon right now is about 2 miles long. There's also a town nearby. Authorities have built barriers to keep the lava from flowing into the town, and they seem to be working so far. Iceland is one of the most volcanically active places on Earth. Eruptions are nothing new to the people who live there. One of the big events leading up to the American Revolution happened on this day in 1766. Now I'm going to take you back a year. The British Parliament made what was called the Stamp Act in 1765. That said, most of the paper used in the 13 colonies would be taxed. That meant that people had to pay extra money to the government to use the paper. And to show the tax had been paid, each paper got a little stamp on it. That's why it was called the Stamp Act, or a stamp tax. But back then, before the Revolution, the colonists were British citizens. They weren't supposed to be taxed unless they had some say in the matter. That was called representation. It's why we have elections today. With the stamp tax, colonists didn't get a chance to decide if they wanted it or not. So that was called taxation without representation. And boy, it made the colonists really unhappy. People were protesting in the streets in Boston and New York and other places. Colonists stopped buying anything brought over from England. That's called a boycott. And it worked so well that even merchants in England turned against the Stamp Act because they were losing so much money. Well, all those protests and the boycott worked. On this day in 1766, the king agreed to repeal the Stamp Act, to throw it out. But the protests and the meetings among the colonists that took place during the Stamp Act turned out to be kind of a practice run for all the protests and meetings that would lead to the revolution, which began less than 10 years later. It's riddle time. The riddle from Friday was, it stalks the fields without legs. It has ears but can't hear. What is it? It's corn, right? Stalks, ears, get it? Today's riddle, this is the place where today comes before yesterday. What is it? The place where today comes before yesterday. Answer on Wednesday. On this day in 1965, the very first spacewalk took place. Alexei Leonov, a cosmonaut from Russia, crawled out of the Vashkad 2 capsule and spent 12 minutes and 9 seconds floating in space, connected to the ship by a 17-foot-long cable. And he barely made it back inside. Leonov was an interesting guy. He was born in Siberia, where his father was sent to prison for being an enemy of the state. Turned out the state was wrong, and his father was eventually released. Leonov wanted to be an artist, but art school was too expensive. So he signed up to become a fighter pilot instead, and he still studied art. He just paid for art school on his own. I don't know if he was a good artist, but he was a really good fighter pilot, and he was picked to become one of the first cosmonauts. His historic spacewalk flight was the first time he'd been in space. The Voskhod 2 had an inflatable airlock attached to the hatch. Once it was in orbit, the airlock was inflated. So Leonov, in his spacesuit, crawled through what was basically a big balloon to get to outer space. After 12 minutes out there, he found that his suit had ballooned in the vacuum of space. The pressure inside the suit made it sort of blow up. He couldn't even bend his arms. So it took him a long time to get back inside the capsule. Then the hatch wouldn't shut the right way. And after that, he and his partner had such a hard time getting back into their seats that they couldn't enter the atmosphere when they were supposed to. They ended up landing about 400 miles off course. Now remember, this was 1965. They didn't have GPS or cell phones. Nobody knew where they were. And so the two cosmonauts were stuck overnight in this snowy wilderness in Siberia. And the heater on the capsule didn't even work. The next day, a rescue party showed up with skis, and the cosmonauts had to ski themselves back out to a rescue helicopter. Who knew that being in space would lead to such an adventure on Earth? It looks like the weather today will be fairly nice. Some snow around the Great Lakes and some rain in the south. But other than that, look for sunny... Other than that, look for sunny skies. That's the episode. Thank you very much for listening. If you like this episode, please like it on your podcast app and subscribe, share, and spread the word about the Kids Morning News Network. Grown-ups, if you're interested in becoming a supporter, there's a link in the episode description. I'll be back Wednesday. I hope you are too. From the KMNN Newsroom, this is Alex signing off.